Central New Yorkers struggling with opioid addiction now have the option to stay at a residential facility while they recover. Elements of CNY in Liverpool is the first treatment center of its kind in the county and will provide stabilization, rehabilitation, and reintegration services. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul stopped by Wednesday to help cut the ribbon. She says while the state has made progress in addressing the opioid crisis, too many are still going to the edge.
Those are the ones we have to bring back. And that is why a residential facility is really a key component to addressing the whole spectrum of needs of individuals. Let them come here and get the counseling they need and get the peer support and the coping strategies when they go back out, how they're going to handle the temptation when they go back into their prior world.
The state kicked in $14 million for the 75-bed facility and will provide about $1.1 million in annual operational funding. Arlene Gonzalez-Sanchez is commissioner of the state's Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services. She says patients will receive specialized care.
Letting people enter treatment at the level that is most appropriate for their specific needs and move them through the treatment process at the speed that is right for them.
She says the center will also provide trauma-informed care because that's often a factor in addiction and can play a role in the recovery process. Elements of CNY is run by Helio Health, and President Jeremy Klemanski asked the lobby packed with people to keep things in perspective amid the celebration.
You know, after today, when we all leave at different times of the day, people will come here to get a healthier start on their recovery journey.
Klemanski credited those who made the center a reality and those who will do the hard work of helping people recover from addiction. The address is 4567 Crossroads Park Drive in Liverpool off of Henry Clay Boulevard. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.